In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Your Eminence, very reverend and reverend clergy, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. Do you ever have random bits of music that pop into your head? I was in church just about a week ago on a Saturday, and I got up early to go and clean in the church, and a little melody popped into my head. You might know it, I'm sure. Well, some of you may know this, some of you may not, but it is from a Shaker melody called Simple Gifts, and it was written by the elder Joseph Brackett in 1848. Here are the original lyrics. 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be the valley of love and delight, where true simplicity is gained. To bow and to bend, we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight. Till by turning, turning, we come round right. There are some additional lyrics that I love about this little melody. They go as follows. 'Tis the gift to be loved, and that love to return. 'Tis the gift to be taught, and a richer gift to learn. And when we expect of others what we try to live each day, then we'll all live together and we'll all learn to say, 'Tis the gift to have friends and a true friend to be. 'Tis the gift to think of others, not to only think of me. And when we hear what others really think and really feel, then we'll all live together with a love that is real. 'Tis the gift to be loving. 'Tis the best gift of all. Like a quiet rain, it blesses where it falls. And with it, we will truly believe 'tis better to give than it is to receive.'" I have to confess that I didn't know what I would say to you this evening, since in just a few short minutes our keynote speaker, Father John Baer, the Dean of St. Vladimir's Seminary, is going to address us on the weightier subject of the end times. So I will leave the end times to Father John. We have all been given very special, simple gifts. You may have already unwrapped a few in your lives. The gifts of life, prosperity, a spouse or children and friends. Other gifts remain unwrapped, like the one you might expect at a birthday party that is saved to the very last. There are many kinds of gifts, some obvious and tangible. Love, the love of your children, your spouse, grandparents, godparents. Your artistic gifts, gifts of talents and unexpected donations. And by the way, thank you very much for all of the unexpected donations for this conference. We do appreciate them. Remember always to say thank you and to write a little thank you letter. Other gifts remain elusive and unknown, yet these are the priceless gifts, the ones that will make a difference in your life, gifts that will take time and space and a distance of life to give you the perspective from which you can understand and appreciate them. The Apostle Peter in his first epistle wrote, "As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks, let him speak as it were the utterances of God. Whoever serves, let him do so as by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." I don't know why you've come to this Parish Life Conference. Some of you, I'm sure, have come willingly. Some of you, perhaps not so willingly. Our little ones, don't worry. It will get better. Either way, I hope that the next few days will be edifying. And it may sound silly, but I have a question for you. Why are you here? Did you come here as a giver or a taker? Meaning, did you come here with an expectation of just taking stuff in, or with an expectation that you might give something back to God? In the Gospel of St. Mark it says, "And sitting down he called the 12 and said to them, 'If anyone wants to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all.'" When you think about it, gifts work both ways. You can either be the recipient of a gift or the giver. So I ask you, which are you? There are three gifts which I'd like you to reflect upon this evening. The first is the gift of friendship. My late grandmother told me that when I graduated from high school, that if you have but one friend from every period of your life, someone you remain in touch with and care about for a long time, you are indeed a lucky man. So look around you. These are your brothers and sisters in Christ. So don't be strangers. Take the time to get to know one another. Especially for our younger members who are here, true friendships exist in personhood, not in text messages and Facebook. And presence doesn't mean eating a meal with someone and texting someone else. Remember that your friendships are very precious gifts. Nurture them and care for them. They will give you gifts in return upon which no value can be placed. And it might allow you to change the world. The second gift is the gift of place. Even though we are in a hotel, it is still a holy place. We have been given the gift of place to be filled with worship, education, and fellowship. So for the next few days, it will be a time for the sights and sounds of church mingled with the smell of incense. This is a place of beauty and friendship, and I hope that it will inspire you. And the third gift is the gift of learning. St. Gregory of Nyssa said, "The knowledge of God is a mountain steep indeed and difficult to climb. The majority of people scarcely reach its base." But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to climb the mountain. When I attended St. Vladimir's Seminary, I was in Father Baer's first patristics class. And he probably doesn't know this, but he inspired me. He inspired me by his passion for the Holy Fathers. He was always walking around the seminary with a book in his hand. Probably still does. To this day, I fondly think of him when I'm reading the Cappadocian Fathers, and for some reason, and this is silly, it's true, though, I hear this little sort of British accent when I'm thinking about St. John Chrysostom. You never know how people are going to impact your lives, or how you're going to impact theirs. In our Divine Liturgy, speaking of Christ, we say, "For thou art the offerer and the offered, the receiver and the received, O Christ our God." We who are made in God's image and growing in his likeness must make this our aim as well. And this may very well be the most difficult gift to accomplish. We have all been given the remarkable gift from God to be here together at this conference. Now each of you must individually decide what we are going to do with it. Are we going to give a gift to others and create something beautiful that can be enjoyed long after this conference? Or shall we look at our time at this conference like something like an old scrapbook and forget about it in a couple of weeks? There was a 20th century Swiss priest and theologian named Hans Urs von Balthasar who said, "What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God." So what is your gift to God? I have a little story to share with you that I shared with my parish of St. Luke's. One of my daughters, Juliana, is not with us for this conference because she is at a music arts camp called Interlaken. Interlaken is one of the finest music camps in the world, and I was not fortunate to attend as a young man. As some of you know, I also play the bassoon, and good bassoons cost many thousands of dollars. It's a very large woodwind instrument, sits about this high. And I was very fortunate to have a very loving and generous grandmother who bought an exceptional bassoon for me when I was in high school. Around that same time in my life, I met a young man named Peter Mandel, who also wanted to go to Interlaken, but his instrument wasn't anywhere near the caliber of mine. And for some reason, which I truly cannot explain, I loaned him my bassoon. In equivalent dollars today, it was probably worth $50,000. And I lost track of, fortunately I got the bassoon back, but I lost track of Peter for 30 years and recently reconnected with him because he and his family hosted a party for all the young people in Southern California who were going to Interlaken this summer. Peter went on to become a professional bassoonist and met his wife at Interlaken. He also went on to a very successful career in banking. And one of the most incredible charitable things that he has dedicated his life to, he purchases very expensive instruments, such as Stradivarius violins and cellos, for young students to this day who are extremely talented. And in fact, the next time you go to see the Los Angeles Philharmonic, you will see his Stradivarius cello in the front cello section. You see, we really are connected. We just fail to realize it most of the time. In the epistle for tomorrow morning, St. Paul's letter to the Galatians says, "Brethren, the fruit of the Spirit is joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." We could very easily substitute the words fruit of the Spirit for gifts of the Spirit. Love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. So keep these words in mind throughout this week. Make friends. Show love. Make wise choices. Make a difference with your gifts. Leave gifts for others. It is your heavenly calling. And as tonight also marks Independence Day, I would be remiss if I did not give at least one quotation from one of our founding fathers, from George Washington, the first President of the United States. "While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, we certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of religion. To the distinguished character of patriot, it should be our highest glory to add the more distinguished character of Christian." If you don't mind, I'd like to close with the epistle words of the Epistle of St. James. "Every good and perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from thee, the Father of lights. And unto thee do we ascribe glory, thanksgiving, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen."